The Anchorage Police Department announced yesterday that investigations into the deaths of five homeless men during May and June show no sign of foul play. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
According to APD Public Information Officer Lieutenant David Parker, based on the autopsy results from the state medical examiner's office, the five investigations are complete.
They found that three of the five incidents that they have final reports on were accidental deaths. One was considered a natural death, and the last was termed a suicide. Now, we have to be cautious with that.
Parker says regarding suicide as a manner of death, there's both intentional and unintentional. The latter might be if someone ignores a prescription warning not to drink alcohol and take a drug at the same time. Since early May, seven street people have died outdoors in Anchorage. All were men. One, originally from outside Alaska, has not been publicly identified because the department is still unable to locate any next of kin. The investigation into his death remains open, as does that of Edwin Wheeler. Formerly of Bethel, Wheeler's body was discovered outside an apartment building in Fairview in early June.
They're awaiting the return of the toxicology results before they make their final report.
The five officially completed investigations involved the deaths of Stanley Ivey, Wesley Small, Danny Wright, Joseph Ferreira, and Simeon Boots. According to Lieutenant Parker, each man had a different cause of death, although four involved alcohol.
One was drug and alcohol intoxication. Another was acute alcohol intoxication. Another, acute and chronic ethanolism. The fourth was drowning, which with contributing factors of blunt force trauma and acute ethanol ingestion. And finally, hypothermia due to environmental exposure.
The series of deaths attracted a great deal of media and public attention, not only in Anchorage and Alaska, but also outside the state. Lieutenant Parker says, in the end, though, it was not so much the nature of the deaths as the timing that proved unusual.
It's just that when we had so many in such quick succession, I think we had three within 10 days, that kind of piqued the interest of the public. The street lifestyle is a very dangerous lifestyle. We all understand that.
He says, however, should additional information become available, any of the cases could be reopened and the investigation continued. This is Len Anderson.